And this is just a couple of images that I had from the timeline about tech in upstate New York. Governor Cuomo in 1993 had $10 million in nanomaterials and nanoelectronics. So that's 1993. Cuomo is investing in nanoelectronics in Albany. Applied Materials, another $850 million through New York Creates. That's a bit later. Leveraging $600 million from private investment for prototyping and pilot projects like virtual intelligence, augmented and virtual reality, semiconductors, and advanced optics. And this is a while ago. This is not 1993, but this is a bit ago. New York leaders working with DARPA, $5 million in state funds to match $45 million in DARPA for a Center for Advanced Interconnect Science and Technology. And that is working with the University of Albany, RPI, Georgia Tech, which is the Center of Internet of Bionano Things, Stanford, and MIT. So again, lots of New York presence in that. Outside of Rome, there is an Air Force Research Lab. A lot of the frequency work, the radar work, is central to the Air Force. As my friend Richard has said, you know, they rule from the air. And at this point, it's not really planes or satellites even. It's also the frequencies. They have a whole lab that they're using to test like 300 different pads to test different, command, control, communication, computers, intelligence, and cyber technology. This is a special directorate that is working on this. And once you understand that cyber technology is not really just like something in your laptop or something in a mainframe or something on your phone, that cybersecurity is actually neural nanorobotics in your mind, the level of military involvement in that is chilling in the way I think about it. So I'm just gonna skip forward and then stop. A lot of this is tied to globalization. There's the economic piece, which is the piece I normally touch on, keeping humans in the loop. The humans to robots, robots to humans. I've touched on the hydrogel and the soft robot element of this, the push for soft robotics is the push for automation and removing people from care work, social care work, teaching, medical. Some of it is going to be platform work, but then some of it is coming through Hanson Robotics. And I think they have their own new healthcare robot that's coming online, which is really, really super creepy. And that's coming. So the hydrogel is a big piece. But within those robots, they still have to learn. So this is the woman I was talking about who is connected to D-Waves, Suzanne Gilbert. This video I really encourage you to watch. You can find it on YouTube. Someone shared it with me. It's from 2018. And she's presenting this at Singularity University, but their event in the Nordic Summit. So this is Scandinavia that she's gone to. And she's talking about essentially a haptic suit, which I talk about often, a virtual reality headset, and putting her consciousness in the mind of the robot. And so training this robot, that this idea that you will train the robot through your haptic suit directly. And this woman has actually developed her own digital twin, soft robotic twin. This is Sanctuary AI. And she's developing this cognitive architecture. Again, it goes all the way back to the MACI conferences and understanding how the mind works. They want to understand our mind so that they can feed it into an anti-life substance that is under their control. And before that, she worked at D-Wave, which is quantum computing, because to make all of this work, the metaverse, the soft robots, the neural nanorobotics, all of it is functioning on frequency and very high level computing systems. Those soft robots, you know, eventually they talk about keeping humans in the loop. So we're actually like using the robot like a puppet. That is part of the globalization agenda. Again, what blockchain is going to do is to establish your digital identity and your right, as Charles Hoskinson said, to have a job, to be able to compete for a job based on your blockchain reputation score, to operate a robot in a distance. And there's a film that was done a number of years ago. Sleep Dealers. It's a Spanish film, independent film, about people who are trapped at the border who are operating these remote robotic programs, like building construction sites, and they're trapped in a small underground area, and they plug in through a sensor device, and then they run the robots remotely. And this is part, I've talked about this in some of my other talks, but it's part of the globalization. We also can never forget that on top of all of the AI and the domination narrative, is there is a concurrent capitalist debt finance globalization narrative going on as well. That's going to happen through your augmented identity, your digital twin. And I've showed this image before about the Ready Player Me, that it is your passport to the metaverse. And this is your digital twin who will be your avatar to do online work that is not through a robot. It is turning you into a cartoon character. And actually what's interesting about this particular program is that depending on what gamified space you're operating in, they use your selfie and then they remake your avatar to fit from a design standpoint in the design genre of that particular gamified environment. And I'm not a gamer, so I don't know all the different ones, but like if you're in Minecraft, it will make you look relevant to Minecraft. If you're in another program, they'll make you look like you're relevant to that. And that's all based on a selfie avatar. They took like 20,000 images of people, and now they can just add your selfie to it, and they will give you this avatar that makes you lovable, I guess, online in the metaverse as you try to do your gig robotic work. This is from the website. They're talking about that the youth today will be born in a virtual world, and you can do anything. They're selling this as liberation. You can communicate with anyone. It's really big. And today, social media is passive, but if you become an avatar, you can. It's a weird kind of interaction. You feel like you're friends, and you know you can communicate with people through these avatars. So they're saying this is a much more dynamic way of being. That program was actually invested in by Estonia and the European Union. So that makes a lot of sense because Estonia is the center for e-government and digital identity, and that's going to be woven into all the social credit scoring. That's where Tim Draper said, you know, we don't need borders anymore. We don't need countries. We'll all just be digital citizens. And I guess we will live as digital avatars. Again, touching on that, the e-residency and actually the company, I'm sure some of you guys might be able to read some significance into this, but it's called Wolf 3D is the company that owns Ready Player Me. And so again, Tim Draper said, you know, it leads me to ask if there's still a need for physical countries with borders at all. I mean, we already have Bitcoin as independent virtual currency and different services that don't comply with traditional government regulations. They are pushing us into the metaverse in two dimensions, and graphene is a key part of how that is happening. You know, again, I would say, I think that I would concur with my friend that perhaps that Mr. Global is actually Mr. Graphene. The Impact Management Project is working for this hive mind consciousness that might be the burnt up roast in the toaster oven. Let's see, is this Melanie Swans? Smart contract behavior in crypto cloud mines. I mean, come on, people. Like if you're, don't wake up and smell the coffee. This is Melanie Swans' work. I don't know what's gonna, you know, they're talking about using blockchain to put your mind in the cloud to control it. And in this, they actually talk about smart contracts, blockchain contracts for surviving in the future. Good player behavior could be game theoretically enforced with privacy properties of blockchain and an immutable ledger. So they are putting you in the game, and they can enforce the rules, and they can force you to be a good player. And I think if we understand the domination principles of the Sustainable Development Goals that are set up for the hedge funds, we know what that means to have them use blockchain to control your good behavior and make sure you're compliant. And again, this is IEEE, you know, blockchain thinking, the brain as a decentralized autonomous corporation. They want to corporatize everything. Everything is about money and control. And if they can turn your brain as a company, they are gonna do that, and they are gonna conduct a hostile takeover through graphene and nanotech. So this paper is from 2015. And I think I will close out. I keep thinking I'm done, but Logan's Run, a big center of this is Dallas. As I've said before, some friends and I, we went to Old Parkland and we saw some really interesting things. There's a corporate campus there that actually later became the campus of Exxon, but one of the key buildings that was filmed in this movie, which is set up that, you know, you're only allowed to live to be 30, and then you're killed off, and it's this hedonistic, every sensual pleasure imaginable, but there's no family, there's sort of no morals, everything is sort of this hallucinogenic scenario, and at one point someone tries to escape. Well, one of the buildings in this film is actually a center of what's now called Pegasus Park. It's a center for the biotech hubs and impact investing. It's a very clear connection here. And if you understand all of this is threat scoring and risk profiling to see if you're going to be the runaway in the Logan's Run movie of nanotech dystopia, like we can imagine all the levels of control that they're exerting from your cells to your emotions, to your physical activity, your house, your social relationships, travel, work, compliance with health protocol, productivity, and your ultimate threat score, that this is all happening through the frequency waves. And if you understand this within the context of Logan's Run, they want to know who's going to run, and they want to demobilize you remotely before that happens.